pulling out the big guns, mate.
I certainly am. Now, I know we usually call this the couples court, but today it's called the parent Christmas court.
Okay.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Tanya and Steve. The people are real. The cases are real. The ruling is final. This is Tanya and Steve's.
You can't handle the truth.
Parent court. Christmas court.
There you go. We worked on that intro.
Now,
all right, where's my gavel?
Where's
all right.
The judge's gavel, JR?
Oh, come on. It's in this. There we go.
All right. Now, Judge Steve.
Yes.
I bring to you today my son, Lorcan.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see. Okay.
He's still on the Gold Coast, but yeah. I have him on the telephone. Morning, honey.
Hey, Mum, how are you?
Very well. Say hello to the judge.
I'm sorry, Lorc. I didn't know you'd be part of it. I thought this would be done without you on board. But, hey, welcome to my courtroom. And might I add, before we start, how lovely you're looking this morning.
Oh, with the beautiful hair.
Well, that's why I bring you before Judge Steve. And you can't refer to him as Steve. Try it. Judge Steve.
Oh, I see. Steve being the judge when he has no hair, I think that's a bit...
hey, all right, mate, you're not heading in a good direction here as the defendant.
Please, Pat, show a bit of respect, Lorcan.
Okay.
Hey, that's how she...
Sorry, Your Honour.
Doesn't matter, mate. That's how you're raised. Disrespectful young man.
Now, Judge, I bring you my son today because... As you well know, over the years, he's now 20, but over the years I've had to put up with, I've just made a list of it, rat's tails, blonde tips, green tips at one stage, a mullet, a mohawk, a skinhead, fades of various shades and degrees, and now, oh, there was a rat tail in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now, 2 days ago, I checked Instagram. Lorcan, tell Judge Steve what you've done now to your hair, the beautiful hair that I created in my womb. What did you do to it?
They always throw that at
well,
you.
Well, I went to Coles, I bought a box of cookies, and I saw the bleach on special, and I bought the bleach with the cookies.
Oh, so it was a well-planned thing. So it was well-planned cookies and bleach.
Yeah, that was it.
Now I'm from...
It's come in a light shade of orange.
It's not a light shade of orange. You look like Krusty the Clown. Your hair's dark. You put bleach in dark hair. Steve, it's the colour of our mic poppers.
Oh,
the Triple M orange.
Okay, Ron Weasley stuff.
Yes.
Okay. What's your... Well, okay, well, what do you want from the judge?
Well, what's your defence for doing such a stupid thing to your hair, honey?
Well, I mean, I'm in control of it. I'm in charge, so I love it, you know?
You do. You love it, do
whatever
you?
Whatever you wear with confidence. So I'm wearing it with confidence, and I love it.
Let me ask you a question, young man. At exactly what age do you think Mum ceased to have control over your hairdo?
Ever since I got a mullet from the age of 8, I'd say.
Yeah. He did. He wanted a mullet from the age of 8. Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay, this is a hard one because I do feel for you, T.
Thank you.
You see him on there and you think, what was it again, the hair that you formed in your womb?
I did, and I actually wanted some lovely family photos. You haven't seen your grandparents all year. It would have been lovely Christmas Day to have just a nice family photo.
Oh, I'm sorry, look, I'll never be able to unhear that. Your mother now is doing the mother line.
I am.
She wants you to look handsome for the Christmas photo. I know we'll never unhear that, Daniel Wilkes. You've gone too far.
I know. Well, what do your mates say?
Oh, they love it.
Do they?
They love it. I'm the king around town now here.
The king around town, are you on?
I'm a mile away.
And what about the members of the opposite sex? What do they think of your hairdo?
Well... I don't have much experience there, to be honest. I'm not.
Would that have something to do with your hair?
So, yeah, I think it's got something to do with the hair.
Well, okay then.
I've worked on everything, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Judge Steve, make a ruling.
I'm sorry, I can't rule towards he's got to look handsome for the Christmas photo.
Aww.
But I will rule towards he's obviously not getting chicks due to his dues. So, I'll tell you what, mate, two things. You've got to make that hair nice for your mum's Christmas photo.
Thank you.
And then after that, you have to grow it, dye it blonde again, and make it a poodle perm for calling me bald.
Wow, two punishments in
and
one.
Don't
I love
even
it.
Think, because you're hiding up there on the Gold Coast, that we won't be coming to make sure it happens.
Oh,
a blonde
right.
poodle perm.
I love it. That I can.
Yes, Your Honour.
That's my boy. Finally showing a bit of respect now, are we?
Oh, all right. Well, you go and have a fun day.
I will.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And put some good conditioner in it because bleach destroys hair, all right?
Yeah, okay. I'll just get the whatever's on special.
Yeah, next to the cookies, apparently.
See ya, hon.
See ya.
Bye.
See you, Ron.
It does. It looks like Ron Weasley. It's hard, orange.
It's a hard one. That was hard for me to do, Tanya, because my mum was always, oh, love. Love. We want you to look good for the Christmas photo. Oh, you're bald. Grow it back, love. So I went on the fact that he's not getting the chicks.
Yeah.
14 to 7.
I mean, you've got all those outfits you want to pass on to your daughter-in-law.
I do. What are we going to do with him if he doesn't do decent with his hair?
Well, at least your outfits suit his haircut.
Yeah.